The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Oh, and I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican not afraid to be American. Not afraid, ladies and gentlemen. And now, since we have nominees, the Mexican not afraid to support Donald Trump. And I noticed some of you liberal voters out there and you Democrats out there who listen to me, and I know you're out there, I know it makes you mad. And folks, you wouldn't believe sometimes some of the, when I'm out and, you know, I travel a little bit here and there, and as I increase in the radio world and the other things that I do, you know, I run into people and I talk to people a lot, and especially as more people find out and find my show, and then they find out, oh, you're the On Point with Victor guy. You know, they always, you know, it's immediately, they want to, even though they can hear my points of view on the show, they all have some kind of political questions for me. And it's just funny to me because if there are some left-leaning people, some progressive Democrats, and let's face it, most Democrats are progressive right now. And if you're a Democrat voter, you're considered a progressive. And if you're not, then you need to think about walking away from the Democrat Party. I've talked about this before. But right now, the apparatus of the Democrat Party, the machine that is the Democrat Party, is a progressive-run party. It is a authoritarian wannabe, communist-liking, socialist-liking party. That is today's Democrat Party. They're a Jew-hating party, and I'm going to get to that in a few. And I don't say that lightly. I don't say that lightly. You guys that have been hearing me or listening to me for a while, I haven't even talked that much about what's going on in Hamas, with Hamas and Gaza and Israel. You know, I said a lot at the time and haven't said much, and I don't follow all the other hosts and have to talk about it every day and all that mess, but I've got some things to say today, so we're going to get to that. But what is fascinating to me is when I come across progressives and Democrats, and even Democrats who don't know they're progressives, they are bewildered by the fact that I can be of Hispanic descent, that I can be of Mexican descent, especially when we talk about Mexico. I am Mexican descent. I have family all around the southern border down there, and I'm talking about southern Mexico near the Guatemalan border. I have family and friends down there, and they're seeing everything. I mean, yeah, see, what happens, folks, is most of these illegals, good and bad, and let's face it, there are some people who really do want to come here and work. But there's a whole lot of people taking advantage of Joe Biden. They're taking advantage of the Democrats, and they're coming to an open border, and they come up like it's like a filter point, the Guatemala-Mexico border. I cannot talk about it enough, what I've seen. And they come through there. And then once they get up into Mexico and come up to the United States, then they disperse. Some will go to the California border, some New Mexico, some Texas. You know, they go all over. Now, there's a difference, and I'm going to talk about it. Some of these illegals, they want to be caught. See, there's a difference now. There's a difference now what's going on since Joe Biden has opened the border, because that's what it is. The Democrats have opened the border. The Democrats have no plans whatsoever to shut it. They don't want to slow things down. If you don't believe me, go look up and see that Joe Biden and the Democrats are taking aeroplanes, flying them outside of the United States, picking up illegals and bringing them inside the United States so they can say border crossings are down. They're lying to you, folks, or they're giving you misinformation or whatever you want to call it. The Democrat Party is the party of misinformation. They're the party of disinformation. I'm just going to go on a rant here, but it is awful what today's Democrat Party is doing to this country and to the citizen of this country. And so when Democrats that I meet are bewildered by the fact that I'm of Mexican descent and I can somehow see, you've got to understand something. They wonder, how can I support Donald Trump being a brown guy? Because some of these people have convinced themselves because of MSNBC, because of CNN, because of NBC and all these other the mainstream, lamestream media that's in the pocket of the Democrats. So many of these people have bought into the lies, that the narratives that are lies about Donald Trump. They don't want you to remember that Donald Trump had a great economy. They don't want you to remember that Donald Trump had real job creation, not this fake job creation that's going on right now. And if you believe that Joe Biden has created 14, 15 million jobs or his policies have, you're out of your ever loving mind. Every few months they have to issue a correction. They just never report it. So they'll report 300,000 jobs, and in a few months they're going to say, no, we got to cut that by 400,000. We were wrong. And they won't report it. You can look this stuff up, folks, for yourself. You can go do a DuckDuckGo search and look up these numbers all you want to look. You can look and you can find all the answers if you have the courage to do it. But it is fascinating that these Democrats and they will just be bewildered that I can support Donald Trump as a brown guy, because they have convinced themselves, or they have been convinced, that somehow Donald Trump is this evil, evil guy. Even though the guy that's doing evil, the guy that's actually committing evil, the guy that declared transgender come out day or pride day or whatever day, be seen day, the guy that knowingly, purposely did that on Easter Sunday, that's evil. I don't know any other way to put it. I'm not saying that all elected Democrats are evil. Let me put out this so before Media Matters puts their panties in a wad. Not saying they're all evil. I'm just saying there is evil out there, folks. There's a battle of good and evil, and we're in it. Just like there's a war going on right now with China, and we just don't know we're in it. But China knows. China knows. There's so many things that we can get into. But when these Democrats that I meet, that they just can't understand. They have convinced themselves that there's no way a brown voter can think for himself. Just like they look at, and look, I like to speak directly to my black listeners, my black voting listeners. I love to talk straight to you, because what the Democrats are doing and their plan to do with the Hispanic family is what they've done to your black family. And just what they've done to your culture. You see, Democrats can't have black voters looking at themselves as Americans first. You gotta look at yourself as an African American, or a gay American, or a trans American, or this, or that, or... The Democrats have to put you in a box, and you've gotta think about that box. You gotta have some type of identity other than, I'm an American. Who cares what my skin color is? I'm an American. I believe in freedom. I believe in liberty. I believe in the Constitution. See, the Democrats can't have you thinking that way. And for you black voters out there, I know a lot of you young black voters are starting to wake up. You're realizing and you're going, you know, this whole Democrat Party ain't what it's cut out to be. These Democrats aren't doing. And the easiest way to look, if you get into some type of discussion or so with voters, especially if you're a diverse group and you've got brown voters, black voters, white voters, yellow voters, whatever, and you're all talking about voting, and you've got some people that go, oh, how can you support Donald Trump? It's easy. It's easy. All you got, and again, I'll speak directly to black voters and brown voters here. If you look at the party that has controlled the worst cities in this country, that they've been in control for 30, 40 plus years, solely controlled by Democrats. So many of you people, you people, I'm really going after Media Matters here, but so many of my fellow minority voters will vote for the same person or the same party, the letter D. You don't even care who it is. You just vote for the letter D, or you vote for somebody because you think they look like you, and they have a letter D by their name. In Detroit, in New Orleans, in the city of Atlanta, in LA, in New York, in Baltimore. You name the city. All of those cities I just mentioned are being decimated. They're in San Francisco. All of the cities I just mentioned are in utter peril. They're broke. They have homelessness out the wazoo. They have drug use out the wazoo. They have people dependent on government out the wazoo. And crime is through the roof in every place I just listed. And every city I just listed is run by Democrats. And every city I listed that is being run by Democrats has been run by Democrats, 100% Democrats, for 30, 40 plus years. And you keep putting the same people into office. Well, Now, thankfully, some of you young black voters and young Hispanic voters are going, wait a minute, especially the males, young men, are going, wait a minute. I can look and see the years and years, 30, 40 years that the Democrats have been telling us the same thing. They told my grandparents, they told my parents, and they're telling me, and nothing's changed. Detroit is still a dump. They're chasing businesses out of Detroit. The car industry is on life support because of government, because of Democrat governance. San Francisco, what used to be one of the greatest cities in this country, one of my favorite cities. I used to go to that city no less than 2 times a year. I won't go back there now because that city's not the same. It is a dump. Baltimore is a dump. New Orleans is a dump. LA is a mess. I still go to LA because I have to go into LA to get outside of LA, but it is a mess. And they're all run by Democrats and have been run by Democrats for 30, 40, 50 plus years. So when I have a Democrat that comes up to me and says, how can you be a brown guy and vote for Trump? Easy. I refuse to vote for a Democrat party that has decimated the black culture, that is working hard to decimate the Latino culture. They're working hard to continue to decimate the great cities in this country. Listen, let me tell you something, folks. The history of Detroit is amazing. Look it up sometime. Look it up. What Ford did, what Chrysler did, the Dodge brothers did, what GM, Chevrolet. Look at the history. There is no better history than the birth of the V8 in this country, in Detroit. There's a reason. There is a reason that it's probably in the dictionary, and if it's not, it should be. Detroit muscle. There's a reason that we refer us car guys refer to Detroit as Detroit muscle, because it used to be the place. The world would look at Detroit and go, man, what kind of beast are they going to put out next? And now, what's happening now? The unions are killing Detroit. The unions are killing the auto industry. The Democrats are killing the auto industry. The Democrat governance are putting our manufacturing history of the automobile, putting it out of business as fast as they can because they're forcing them into EVs. And now you've got Ford crying because their Ford Lightning won't sell. And they're crying because their Ford Mach whatever won't sell. And you've got Chevy with I don't know how many EVs that aren't selling. You've got Chrysler. I don't know what Chrysler is thinking. But now they're just going to get away with everything. No more cars, no more muscle cars, none of that. They're just going to have an EV. They're going to try and get you to buy a Charger or a Challenger that's known for that muscle V8 power and the rumble of a V8 that you won't get like anywhere else. And they're going to put an electric battery motor now so that you have pure silence. Oh, they're going to try to put speakers outside this car somewhere so you can pretend that you're driving a V8. No thanks. I would rather drive a V8, a natural aspirated V8, in fact. I don't need the turbos. I don't need the superchargers. But don't get me wrong. Those are nice to have. But I don't know how Dodge survives or Chrysler or whatever they're called now. I don't know how they're going to survive. The EV, even Tesla sales are plummeting. The plateau has been hit for EV sales right now. Nobody wants them. Most people can't afford them. And then the maintenance cost on an EV. Listen, all this crap you hear about EVs being cheaper to operate, they may be a little cheaper to operate, but they're not cheaper to maintain. Your question, if you go in the dealer and you're looking for an EV, and hey, knock yourself out. I am not against you buying an EV. I'm against the government forcing you to buy an EV. I'm against the government forcing people like Ford and GM and Dodge. I'm against them forcing them to create EVs. If the market is there and the free market demands for an EV, then there will be EVs. But it's never going to work. The reason why EVs are failing now, it's not just because they're not a good product. Look at, folks, you want to see something interesting? Go do a DuckDuckGo search on all the problems people are having with the new Tesla truck. That new Tesla truck with all the fanfare. Look, I love Elon Musk. I love what he's done with his internet satellite. I love what he's done with SpaceX. I love what he's such an innovative guy, and I love the fact that he stands up for free speech. Love it. Love it. But his EV business, and look, Elon Musk had the guts to come out and say, no, we need gasoline vehicles. Excuse me, folks. So yeah, you know, Elon Musk is not trying to kill gasoline vehicles, and that's the way it should be. If Elon Musk can build a good vehicle that people want, more power to him. But you go do a DuckDuckGo search and you look at the trouble these trucks, these new truck, Tesla trucks are having. There are people who didn't even make it off the lot when they picked up their new Tesla truck. They didn't even make it off the lot. There are people that didn't even make it 1 mile before this thing completely shut down on them and they had to get towed back. I mean, there's all kinds of stories out there I just saw another video of a lady driving her Tesla and she's furious, and she put this on social media because she was driving down the highway. Boom. EV shuts down. No, she couldn't even open her door to get out. They had to tow her car with her in it because she couldn't get out of the EV, and the EV had no power, wouldn't start, nothing. So she had to get towed. Luckily, her phone had a battery charge because her car didn't. But it wasn't just the battery that was the problem. There was another problem. You got to understand, it's not just about the batteries in these EVs. You've got all electronics, and one little thing goes wrong, and it's a cascading effect to all the other things, and then that car is going to be inoperable. And which we're seeing on social, all over social media. But this lady, she was funny. I don't remember her call tag, or I would give it out because you should see it. But she posted this video where she was furious. And then one of the things she said was, y'all people can have this car back. She no longer wants her EV. So I'm not against them, folks, but the free market should decide on who makes EVs and how many get sold, not the government. And that's why there's a lot big, big trouble with EVs right now. And that's why you're seeing all these EVs lining up and piling up. What are they going to do with them when they can't sell them? What are they going to do with them? So it's a mess, folks. And I'm just talking about, that's just an example of Democrat policy, Democrat governance, not your JFK Democrat who believed in hey, why don't you ask what you can do for your country, not what your country can do for you. Today's Democrats, they would never, ever, ever, they don't even want you to repeat that a Democrat said that. And for you young people out there watching me on TikTok right now, and I got some things to say about TikTok too, but for you young people watching me on TikTok, you are being told so many things that you really need to do some research and find and just so you can see what's been told. You think you're the first to hear certain things? No, you're not. You're not. They've been trying the tactics they're using on you, the tactics that the left, that the progressives, that the Democrats are using on you to target you, to try to put your head full of mush and make you into a liberal panty wearing crybaby. They're doing this to you, or they're trying to. They've been doing this for years. They've been doing this fear. They're trying to get you to fear the world is going to end. They've been doing that for years. It's nothing new. You just need to step back and go, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to use my own brain. I'm going to use critical thinking. I'm going to do some research here and make your own decision. Because let me tell you, the biggest fear that the Democrat Party has right now is for people like me, a brown guy or a black voter, to start thinking for themselves. That is the biggest danger to the Democrat Party. Everything the Democrat Party does is groupthink, groupthink, groupthink. And they hate individuality. You won't hear one Democrat give a speech that uses the word individuality or individual rights. You're not going to hear it. You're going to hear group talk and group think and box talk. You're in this group. You're in that group. You've got to do what's right for the group and the community and blah, 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 blah. Nothing about self-reliance. Nothing about the individual. That's the Democrat Party. And what I was alluding to with you young people, you see, the Democrats would hate it if you did research and look back at some of the speeches of John F. K. John F. Kennedy was a Democrat, but he's not like a Democrat of today. The Democrat Party would not allow John F. Kennedy to be a Democrat in today's Democrat Party. John F. K. is a Democrat who actually said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Now compare that to the Democrats today. Oh, you have a school loan? oh, you're from a rich family and you have a school loan? Well, we're going to wipe your school loan away and make some poor schmuck over here who's a plumber or a burger flipper, we're going to make them pay for your school loans. That's today's Democrat Party. They're all about elitism. It is the party of the elite. It is the party of big money. It is the party of big business. Google founders, they're not Republicans. They're Democrats. Apple founders, they're not Republicans. They're Democrats. Amazon, Democrats. You cannot deny what I'm telling you. You can go look it up all you want. And I hope you do go do some research. I hope you do doubt me. So you'll go do some research and then you're going to go, gosh, that Victor dude is right. Because I am. I am right. Not angry. I'm just right. I'm just right. So when you young guys are out there and you young listeners and you're getting these professors and Democrats are putting all this leftist mess in your head, stop and start thinking for yourself and do some research and go back and look at how different today's Democrat Party is from the JFK Democrat Party. You know, JFK also believed in cutting taxes. JFK believed in growing the economy through free markets. JFK believed, a Democrat back then believed and knew, if you cut taxes, you'll encourage business growth. You'll incur corporations to actually take real money, real earnings, and reinvest them into workers, into pay, into expansion. That's real job growth. Not today's Democrat Party. Today's Democrat Party wants to tax, 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 print, 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 quantitative easing everywhere, and then put government money and pick winners and losers. And all they're doing is getting their rich elitist donors rich and their friends rich and the Democrat elected officials get rich. Because you can look this up too. Every pet project, look how many pet projects. The Democrats will print money and seize taxpayer dollars and go put money into companies like Solyndra or companies like that. But I don't even remember. This company went out of business so fast, I don't remember what it's called, but that stupid electric bus company that Kamala was all trying to smell the electricity as she put it in the... Oh, my gosh. That woman. But anyway, you look at these companies like Solyndra, like the electric bus company, and so, and what the Democrats do is they take your tax dollars, your hard-earned sweat equity, they take it from you at the point of a gun. And then they print more money they don't want to spend what they have in the federal, what the federal brings in. No. They got to print money and print money and print money and put money on the taxpayer credit card so they can fund these businesses that within months, some within a year, two, 3 years, go out of business. But before they go out of business, the Democrat officials have stock and get rich. The Democrat elitist friends have stock and get rich. And the Democrat donors have stock and get rich. All the workers and all the jobs created, and I'm using air quotes, those go away. And those people are back on the unemployment line. And the Democrat doesn't care. Because they got theirs. And they don't think you need to be anywhere near what they've got. I don't know how many more examples I need to give you of how elitist the Democrat Party is. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. Now, I am not saying to go run and jump in an establishment Republican's lap and lick his face like a dog. Because they're not, so many of them aren't your friends either. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and some of these guys that have been in the Senate for years and years, they're considered establishment Republicans. They're not bending over backwards to shut the border down either. They'll tell you what they think you want to hear. But trust me, listen, please, 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 take out a pen and pencil. Go ahead. I'm going to give you that much time. Take out a pen and pencil and write this down. When Donald Trump is reelected in November of this year, and he takes office in January of 2025, I guarantee you it will be less than 6 months, probably less than 3 months, before Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, if he's still there, and these other gang of establishment Republicans, I promise you, and write this down. You heard this from On Point with Victor on April 9th. When Donald Trump is reelected and takes office in January of 2025, it will probably be less than 3 months or 6 months when Lindsey Graham and his gang of establishment cohorts, so-called Republicans, will come out with an amnesty bill. You mark my words. Not only will they come out with an amnesty bill, they're going to try to come out with some ridiculous spending bill. And what they'll do is they'll say, oh, but we're reducing the rate of increase. No, we need to cut. We need to reduce the rate of spending. We don't need to reduce the rate of increase. But you mark my words and please write this down. When Donald Trump is reelected and he takes office in 2025, and if we're doomed and Biden is reelected somehow, the same thing will happen. It will not be long before Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell put together some establishment Republican bill that will call for amnesty. You mark my words. Mark my words. Write that. I hope you guys write that down. Okay. So my point here is in this opening monologue is if you are married to the Democrat Party or you think you're married to the Democrat Party, and look, I know I probably sound like a broken record because I talk about this enough, but I've got to say it until I get through to enough of you guys. I grew up being told I was supposed to vote Democrat. I grew up being told you shouldn't even look at the other side. But thankfully, I have got two wonderful parents who are still married to this day, and they taught me to be an individual thinker. They taught me to be a critical thinker. They taught me to be self-reliant and to think on my own. And because I did that, my eyes were open, not that long ago, really, but you can see. And again, it's so easy to do. All you've got to do is look at the enclaves where Democrats have controlled cities for 30, 40 plus years, and they've run them into the ground. City of Atlanta, Detroit, New Orleans, San Francisco, Baltimore, LA, New York. All of you just look where Democrats have the power and they control everything. And look how bad the crime is. Look how bad incomes are. Look how bad jobs are. Look how dirty it is. I could go on and on and on, folks. It's not that hard to see. It's not that hard to see. And if you want change, you don't get change by voting for the same party. Now, I said, I'm not telling you to go run and jump in the lap of an establishment Republican Party, but I'm telling you, the only way to get change in your Democrat-run hellhole is you've got to give another party a chance, whether it's the Republican Party or the Libertarian Party, or if you can find a good independent candidate, you go find those candidates. And right now we are mostly a two-party system. And listen, folks, the two-party system isn't awful if the people participate. If you wake up as a voter, you have the most power in this country. You have the most power in the world. The voter in this country has the most power of anyone in the world. As long as you're making an informed vote, as long as you're not voting on your skin color, you're voting for results. And you look at the results in Detroit, Baltimore, LA, City of Atlanta, Athens County in Georgia, Athens City, you look at these places that have been run into the ground by Democrats. The only way to get change is to throw the Democrats out. Now, you can go back to the Democrat Party. Maybe you can bring back JFK values to the Democrat Party, but you can't do that until you throw all the current bozos out. It's like, I do not consider myself a Republican, but I would never vote for the Democrat Party right now. No way. Because I don't care how moderate a Democrat tells you they are. They're not. Look at their voting records. They're voting with Schumer. They're voting with Pelosi. They're voting with Biden. They're voting with the squad. And when they do that, they're not for you. They're not for the common American. When Democrats right now are willing to have veterans on the street and other homeless citizens of this country, they're willing to just allow them to be in tents on the street, but they'll take illegal immigrants who came here illegally, and they'll put them in high-rise hotels, and they'll give them a stipend, a monthly payment to be here. That's like saying, oh, you broke into my house? Oh, wow, you're a criminal. But you know what? Here, I'm going to give you $500 a week now since you broke into my house. Oh, and if you squat over there, you can take my house. The Democrat Party doesn't care about the American citizen. The Democrat Party is for the illegal because the Democrat Party wants power. And they're going to get power through the illegal. And if you're a black voter out there and you, your family, I'm telling you, the culture, your family, the family unit of the black American has been decimated by the Democrat Party. party and the Democrat policies. If you're out there watching what's going on and you think somehow the Democrat Party cares about you, they don't. They're caring about the brown guy now. The Democrat Party thinks the black voter's never going to leave them. They don't think you're ever going to vote more than 10% outside of their party. So now they're going after the brown crew, the brown people, the brown voter. And they're going to put all their attention to the illegals, which is why you people in Chicago, oh, I left out Chicago. Chicago is an absolute crime hole. I mean, there are how many shootings happen in Chicago all the time, every weekend, run by Democrats for 30, 40 plus years. But I'm telling you folks, you look at this and why on earth would you stay with a party that doesn't care about you as a citizen? They're giving more rights to the illegal. And this is why maybe some of you black voters are starting to wake up. Maybe some of you people, brown, black, yellow, whatever, maybe you're starting to wake up. And can't happen soon enough. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Don't you go anywhere. This is the On Point with Victor show. We will be right back.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/America's Web Radio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, and you're tuned into the America's Web Radio station. Listen, folks, if you want to reach out to me, which many of you are already, you listeners are awesome. You can reach me at victor@americaswebradio.com. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I get behind, but that's probably the best way to reach me is reach me through Instagram or reach out to me through Facebook or even TikTok. You can reach out to me in those ways. Probably Facebook, Instagram would be better. Because I actually have somebody help monitor those so I can get back to you quicker. So try that. You can find, look, like I've said before, you can find me. I'm not that hard. I don't hide from people and I will answer you. So it takes me a while. I know sometimes, but I will get back to you. So, but probably Facebook, just look at On Point, look up On Point with Victor. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can connect with me. You could probably find one of my other emails somehow. But go ahead and look for me if you want to reach out to me, especially if you're a program director. I'm here and I'm ready. I'm ready to fill in wherever you need me. Listen, if you want to have the best listenership and the best ratings for a fill-in host, you call me. This guy. All right. So I want to move on a little bit, but look, great listeners, you know, a listener from Georgia chimed in and made a good point and said, he could never vote, and he's also Latino. Look, I have some Latinos, and you program directors, take note. I have young listeners tons of them on this show. They listen to my show. And I have a lot of Latinos and minorities that listen to this show. And one of my fellow brown voters chimed in just a little while ago during break and said the reason why they can no longer vote Democrat is because of the Democrats are flat out hostile to people of faith. And I can't put it any better way. You know, last week I talked about, I gave you my feelings on what Trump, what Biden did on Easter Sunday. And there was no mistake there. And you know what is crazy? Joe Biden was confronted about what he did last Sunday on Easter Sunday, and he denied it. This is how declined this man is. This is the dementia that's setting in for this man, where they don't have the right drug dosage right. Joe Biden actually said, I didn't do that. He said he didn't do that. Now, either Joe Biden is lying, or Joe Biden just was clueless to what he did and has no memory of it because of his cognitive decline. It's one of those. Can't be anything else. Can't be anything else. So, you really want to vote for this guy in 2024? I don't care what you think about Trump. Don't care. All you need to know is Trump's policies were spot on. And Trump is not an unknown thing here. He's not an unknown entity here. We had Trump for 4 years. And the audacity of that breastfeeding wannabe Buttigieg transportation secretary who tried to say the other day that Trump's crime was up under Trump. I mean, this is the Democrats' new scheme. This is their new hoax. You're going to hear a lot about this. Crime was up under Trump. But they won't tell you that it was Democrat crime and Democrat minions that were creating the big crime wave of 2020 and all those riots when the media was telling you, oh, these are peaceful. These are mostly peaceful protests. As Democrat voters burnt cities down, took over city blocks, burnt police cars, flipped police cars over, injured people, killed people, did whatever they wanted to do. Yeah, that was a crime spree. Sure enough, there was in 2020. But it was being done by Democrat voters. They won't tell you that part. So it is so disingenuous. And this, again, if you're looking for a reason, if you really need an extra reason to not vote for a Democrat or to walk away from the Democrat Party, that should be all the reason right there. When you have a Democrat Party right now, especially these elitist white people, and I shouldn't say hate, that's a strong word. I don't like bringing up skin color. I don't like referring to people as old white folks and white this and white that, because that's what Democrats do. But I do it sometimes on this show to point out the absurdity of the Democrats. Because it's the Democrat Party that always points out skin color. It's the Democrat Party that puts you in a box. It's the Democrat Party that always has to pin some type of identity on you. Anything except an individual American. You will never be pinned with that. So they always want to put you that you're a white guy, you're this guy, you're that, you're blah. But when the Democrat Party is preaching to you and telling you that white people are the biggest danger, because that's what they're saying. They're telling you that white males are the biggest danger in this country. That's what they're saying. Well, then you got a white transportation secretary who vanished for 3 months and nobody knew it because he wanted to pretend that he was breastfeeding. I shouldn't say that. Whatever. I mean, I hope he's got great family. But the guy vanishes for 3 months and nobody knows he's gone. So, but now this guy comes back and he wants to tell me, a brown voter, and you, a black voter, he wants to tell you that somehow the streets are racist. So he's going to print money and seize more of your money, I should say, and go pretend that he's fighting some kind of street racism. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now this guy will look at you and tell you that crime is down now. You know how they're saying crime is down now? Because the Democrat Party, because they're saying this because most of Democrat cities are just not reporting crimes anymore. They're decriminalizing acts so they're not considered crimes. That's how they're getting to their fudged numbers. Anybody with a brain, anybody with their own two eyes can see crime is up and everywhere. Not just Democrat cities. This stuff is spilling over to Republican areas. But the Republicans take care of it. You know, you're not going to go to Florida and do what you're doing in New York, as criminals have found out. But the point is, when you look at New York, you can't walk down the street without being sucker punched. That's crime going up, not crime going down. But you've got a guy in Pete Buttigieg that, and other people in the Biden White House and cabinet that are trying to tell you that crime is down under Biden and was up under Trump, which is a complete fabrication. And they won't tell you that they're talking about 2020 and all those riots that happened. And they definitely won't tell you that those were done and committed by Democrat voters. They don't want you to know that. Because when you look at before 2020, when you look at 17, 18, and 19, those years of Trump, one of the best economies we've seen, true growth in employment, true job growth, true business expansion, true economy expansion, so it can include more people. All boats were rising under Donald Trump. All of them were rising under Donald Trump's economy. You had real black the lowest black unemployment ever on record, the lowest Hispanic unemployment on record, the highest women working. Every metric that is used to measure job growth was almost or was a record under Donald Trump. Okay? Not under Joe Biden. The fabrication that they're giving you now, it's amazing. So if the Democrat Party is willing to just knowingly tell you untruths, they're willing to give you such disinformation and half information, that's a party you need to walk away from. That's a party that doesn't have your interest as number one. That's a party that's not looking at the American citizen going, how can I help you? And that's not a party going, what can we do to get out of the American citizen's way so they can make a great living in this great country? No, that's not today's Democrat Party. Today's Democrat Party is, how can we stick it to the citizen so we can give to the illegal? And I'm Mexican descent. I've got family all over Mexico. And I've got friends that have come over here. I've got friends from Guatemala that have come over here. I know what it means for them to come here and work and make a good wage, good money. I know it. I have sympathy for these families. I do. But you must have rule of law. You know, before, it wasn't so bad because most of the people coming were people that wanted to work. They wanted to pick your crops, as the Democrats say. You know, the elitist, if you listen to them, you can hear their elitism. But before, you know, under Reagan and Bush, when these illegals were coming over, most of them were, they wanted to come and assimilate. They wanted to be part of America. Whether they got citizenship or not, they wanted to work. They wanted to be a part. They wanted to lay low. They weren't committing crimes. Now, we're getting criminals over here. We're getting a whole lot of criminals. So I can have compassion for people who need jobs and people who want to work, but you cannot have an open border. We continue with an open border, we will not have a country anymore. And I'm not afraid to say that. As a Mexican dude, I'm not afraid to say that. Not afraid. And for every illegal that comes over, and that's a slap in the face of the people who are in line trying to come over, like my father did. My father stood in line, did it the right way. My father had to re-up his visa time after time so he could stay in this country. It's a slap in his face what Joe Biden is doing right now. So don't come to me and tell me that just because I'm a brown guy that you don't understand how I can support Donald Trump. It's easy, and I can do it with a smile on my face. So, all right. So great callers, reaching out and listeners calling in and reaching out to me here with some great comments. Had another, a good comment come in from another listener who pointed out that, oh my goodness, I forgot what they said now. I'm going to have a Biden moment. But, now they pointed out that there's job growth. There is job growth under Biden. And that's the families that are out there having to get a second and a third and in some cases a fourth job. So you see, it's a great point by this listener, whether they realize they made it or not. And I had it in my stack of stuff somewhere, but because I'm the professional that I am, I'm going to bring this right out of memory. If you look at the jobs report that they're trying, that they're salivating all over and trying to have an orgasm over the Biden job report. If you look at it again, not only will they revise these numbers down, they always do. They always do. Every few months, once they give out this grandiose number and get it on the headline, they never come back and tell you the correction they make a few months later. That's going to happen. It happened every time already under the Biden administration. So they're giving out false numbers. But also, when you look at the job growth, most of these jobs are part-time jobs. Most of these jobs are being taken by illegals. Illegals. Most of these jobs are being taken by illegals. Many of these jobs are part-time because families can't make it on one job. So they're getting second and third jobs. So is this the kind of economy that you want growing? When Donald Trump had a growing economy, people were going up the ladder. They were moving over to better jobs. They weren't having to get a second, third, and fourth job because they were able to find a primary job that paid pretty darn well. And you know what? Gas was less than $2. And grocery prices were half what they are now. The Democrat Party is causing you pain. And they're doing it on purpose. They're willingly causing you this pain. I don't know how other ways to put it, but that's the truth. Take it from this Mexican dude here. Take it from a guy who grew up being told that I was supposed to be a Democrat. There's no way I'd be a Democrat now. Look, my dad was a JFK Democrat. He can't be a Democrat today, and he'll tell you that. So I'm telling you, time to wake up. And for you young folks out there who are you're naturally leaning to the Republican Party, there's a reason for it. The Republican Party today, it is the party that's starting to turn. And because of, thankfully, to conservatives that are in the party and new conservatives that keep getting elected. Look, anytime we can push out an establishment Republican is a good thing, because we need freedom thinking, libertarian minded conservatives to be elected to the Republican Party so we can take the Republican Party over and make it back to what it was. When the Republican Party was formed years and years and years ago, they were formed because A, they wanted to help black people. Look, black people, and here's another one for you TikTok listeners. Black people used to be overwhelmingly members of the Republican Party. It was a Republican president that ended slavery. It was the Republican Party that was formed to help black people. It was the Republican Party that pushed civil rights voting that bill over the edge. It was the Republicans that made that happen. The advancements that's being made today is mostly in large because of the Republican Party that was formed back then. So we need to get the Republican Party back to what it was. Needs to be for smaller government, needs to be for constitution, needs to be for the liberty and freedom of every citizen in this country. It needs to go back to, there are 18 enumerated powers in the constitution. 18. Anything else beyond that is a state issue, including abortion. Including abortion. Donald Trump finally came out and gave almost the exact speech I would have given if I were running for office. In fact, I gave a similar speech when I did run for office. For those of you who don't know, I ran for Congress. And I gave the exact same speech. Don't come to me about abortion. I was running for a federal Congress seat, congressional House seat. Don't come to me about abortion. You want to get me on record with abortion? I'm happy to tell you I believe in life. But I am a constitutionalist. I am a libertarian at heart because of my love for freedom, my love for liberty, and my love for the law of the Constitution. And nowhere in that Constitution is abortion, does it give the right for the federal government to do anything. It's a state issue. There are 18 enumerated powers in the Constitution for the federal government to handle, and that's it. Everything else goes to the state. So I'm glad to see Donald Trump. Now he's going to have to answer some questions, and I hope he doesn't shy away from it because I know he's said some other things, and I'm sure they're going to find videos of some things he said in other places. But right now his stance, and maybe it took some soul searching and prayer for him to reach what he did reach, but it's a good thing. It's Donald Trump. You know, for all you conservatives or Republicans, establishment Republicans that always said you wanted to get rid of the Dobbs ruling, but you never really did get rid. You never did get rid of it. You wanted to, just like you wanted to get rid of Obamacare, but you didn't. Make no mistake, folks. The Republicans could have got rid of Obamacare, but they didn't want to. The Republicans could have shut the border a long time ago, but they didn't want to. The establishment Republicans aren't our friends right now. And so as you look at this, what's going on, whenever we can get rid of some establishment Republicans and bring in some constitutionalist, freedom-loving Americans to represent this country, that's what we need. And that's what I talk about. Just like Reagan, we don't need a third party so much as that we can take over the Republican Party and make them back to what they were before. a Republican Party is really the workers' party. A Republican Party is really the blue-collar party. The Republican Party is the party of the minority. It really is. It was formed that way, and it needs to go back to that way. So you young voters out there who are feeling you're naturally starting to lean to the Republican Party, you're naturally hearing that or getting that feeling of, gosh, the Republicans just make more sense, or their policies make more sense. Go with it. Go with it. Don't listen to black people or brown people who tell you that you have to vote one way because your skin color. Stand up and be different. You know, I was a lover of punk music. I still am. And metal. And the punk music and the metal, that represented pushing back against the establishment. So do that. Push back against the establishment. Don't be part of the establishment. Have the courage to think for yourself. Have the courage to stand up and go, I might be black, I might be brown, but I'm not going along with these Democrats anymore. They don't have my interest at heart. I'm going to give the Republicans a try. And if they falter in the next few years, I'll go give somebody else a try. But if you don't do that, you're never going to make progress. You know, a word that Democrats love to use. You know, Democrats use the word progress, but it really means regression. But if you want to make actual progress, then you've got to stop doing the same thing you've been doing. You stop voting for the same people. When you're a black voter or you're a brown voter and you're growing up and you're being told all your life to vote for the letter D, stop. Stop. Start a new trend. Put your family on the path to freedom. Put your family on the path to love this country. If you can't love the country that you're in, then get out. Get out. I'm not afraid to say it. I've traveled a lot. I've seen third world countries. And if you think you're going to be better off in a third world country that's mostly socialism, get out. Go. There's so many countries. Almost every country in this world outside of the United States leans towards socialism. Go. If you can't love the country you're in, go find a country that you can love. And if you're lucky, when you find out you screwed up, maybe we'll let you back into our country. So I'm just telling you, folks, this is the greatest country on the planet. And we the people can make it great again. Not just because Donald Trump says so. Because policies will make this country great again. And it can start with Donald Trump, because you've got to get rid of Biden. We cannot allow these progressive Jew-hating Democrats and American citizen-hating Democrats. We cannot let them stay in power. I'm using strong language now, folks, and I'll get to why in a minute. But this crop of Democrats have got to go. So we've got to right now, the only other party we really have that's viable is the Republican Party. So let's make the Republican Party work, because we can't continue down the other road. And like I said, if we're going to have 4 years of Trump, and then if we're lucky, we'll have another 4-8 years of maybe Ron DeSantis or Kristi Noem or the lady in Sarah Huckabee. If we're lucky, we will have good leadership for the next 12 years, if we're lucky. Because if we don't slow the Democrat machine down, this country may not recover. We're almost at a point now where we can't recover. So let's take this country back. Let's fight hard for it. Let's stand together as Americans. Black, brown, yellow, white. Let's stand together. Especially you young folks out there. If you young folks, you want a future. Listen, climate change isn't going to end your life, but a bad economy can. And a country that loses its freedom can. Again, let me repeat that. Climate change is not going to end your life. This fake science and this hoax that the Democrats have been pushing isn't going to change. Is there climate change? Of course there is. This planet's been around for billions of years. I don't know how many. And it's gone through cycle after cycle after cycle. There's constant climate changing. And it always will. There's not a darn thing you can do about it. Not a darn thing. So climate change is not going to kill you. Unless the man upstairs says it's time. Climate change isn't going to hurt you. But a bad economy and bad Democrat policy, that can hurt you. That can hinder your future. So as a young voter, listen to me. Let's stand together as Americans. Let's stand together on the principles of smaller government, freedom, liberty, and the Constitution. There's no more powerful document than the Constitution of the United States. It's there for you. It's there for me. It's there for the American spirit. It's there because you all have a yearning to be free. You have a yearning to be self-reliant, even though that if the Democrats have beat that out of you, it'll come back. It'll come back. And when you're self-reliant and you're not reliant on a politician, oh, there's no greater freedom in the world, folks. There's no greater freedom in the world. When you can wake up and go to work or start your business or expand your business and provide for yourself, provide for your family, provide for your neighbor if they need help, whatever you need to do, you can do it when you're doing it on your own and being self-reliant, because the United States is the only bastion of capitalism left in this world, pretty much. But when you let free markets work and there's very little regulation and the government sticks to the 18 enumerated powers, and you can just grow your family if you want to, you can grow whatever you want to do, you're doing it on your own. You wake up in the morning and you don't say, did my government check come yet? You don't say, oh, is there a government shutdown? I may not get my government cheese. Oh, how much is the government going to let me buy this week? Oh, where's the government going to let me live this week? You don't want to live that way, folks. And the Democrats want you to live that way. If you're waking up today and you're dependent on government, look, you might be in that situation. It's understandable because the Democrats put you there. But you go out, you have the courage to vote for Trump. And let's get some Republicans in and let's move this country back to freedom and liberty. Let's move this country back to self-reliance, because when this economy takes off, you can move yourself off of government dependency and onto self-reliance, and you will be happier. Your soul will be happier. Everything about you is going to be better when you're not dependent on a politician. You want your health care dependent on politicians? Listen, the politician is always going to put themselves first. The politician will always put themselves first. You, the peasants, you, the citizen, you're not even second rate now. Now you're third and fourth rate because they put the illegal in front of you. It's Democrats that are doing this to you. Now, there are some establishment Republicans that I have a problem with, like I said. But the Republican Party is the party that we can work with. It's not the Democrat Party anymore. Now, down the road, if the Democrat Party gets back to the Kennedy years, then okay. We can talk and we can get some Democrats that are good people. But right now, we don't. And when I mean good people, I mean good policy. But right now, there aren't. Democrats are too progressive. They're anti-American and anti-Jewish. I mean, come on. How could you support a party? Look, I don't care if you don't have Jewish friends or you have some preconceived notion that you don't like Jewish people for some reason. Whatever. I don't care. But you don't hate a group of people just because the politicians tell you to. You shouldn't hate anybody, folks. You shouldn't hate anybody. You're not going to hear me on this show hate anybody. I don't hate any Democrats. I feel sorry for them, but I don't hate them. But, and you've got to understand, folks, there are ways you can wield your power, and that's through voting. So take heed of that. Take heed of that. So, all right, folks, my goodness, we're getting to the end of the show, and I didn't even get to anything that I really wanted to talk about today. So you're going to have to tune back in next week. I want to talk about, listen, keep an eye on Winsome Earl Sears. If you don't know who Winsome Earl Sears is, look her up. I'll give you a hint. She's female, and she's the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Is she winsome?
And she's winsome. Keep an eye on her. It's too bad. I don't believe she was born in the United States, and that's a shame because she would make an unbelievable vice president for Donald Trump, but I don't think she can do it. But keep an eye on her, folks. That just trust me. Look her up. She's fantastic. And listen, when we're talking, I'll talk about the Middle East next week. Look, Joe Biden does have a three-state solution. It's Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. The guy's desperate. The guy's turning to be anti-Jewish. His true feelings about the Jewish people are coming out. You've got Democrats on this land, here in this country, screaming for death to America and death to Jewish people. They're doing that. And Joe Biden and the Democrats are giving them fodder. They're not telling them to shut up. They're telling them to keep it up. Because they want power and the Democrats need to get elected. That's what that's how they're looking at this. So, all right, folks, stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B. We'll see you.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.